Welcome to the Lesbo and the Bean universe. Lesbo and the Bean. LATB. Lat B. Where mixed martial arts and the UFC get silly. Big silly. Buckle up and move your tray tables to their upright position. And please, somebody shut that baby up. It's time for Lesbo and the Bean.
Welcome back. Episode 175. We'll get that weight class eventually, but before then, have you been since we last met, Lesbo? We've had another little break. Bellator finally stood in, and what a show did they have to close out their tournament. Did you happen to catch any of that, or better, how did you enjoy that evening? Because I know you caught it.
Oh, you know I watched that Bellator. I needed it. It was like a fix. It was a fix.
It was low grade. It was low grade. It was watered down, but it worked.
Some low grade, I don't even want to say talent, low grade education as far as, like, they're 10th graders. They're not seniors.
It's
yet.
JV. Yeah. It's JV instead of varsity.
Some of the members. And then Some of the members are, like, college. They shouldn't be playing on the high school level anymore, you know, or whatever. Like, some of the guys are old, past the prime.
There is those much more varying gaps in skill at Bellator, where UFC is the top echelon. Bellator can have an 0-0 fighter against a D1 wrestler.
yes, exactly.
And we did happen to catch that fight.
And then the other, but one thing I have to say to Bellator, props to Bellator.
Many props.
I liked the production of it so much better than the UFC's.
A lot of people have been saying that for years.
I'm starting to appreciate the DAZN.
I agree. I feel like DAZN was repping well. The pacing was done really well by Coker. The walkouts were amazing. The backstories, so much better. I absolutely love that they gave the Iraqi fighter, his little breakdown was him signing the contract. And then they showed the whole gym clapping and getting him ready for his fight that he ended up winning. But the fact that they actually looked into his background and showed the signing as being a big part instead of just being like, you're on the contender series, I pick you, you, and you. All right. It was much more involved because you could see the entire gym getting behind this young man. But those are some of the things I liked, as you were saying.
The backstories were very good.
How they chose to profile him.
I like what you said, the pacing. I just liked how quick it was, like, okay, let's get to it. I didn't feel beat down with commercials.
Agreed.
And I don't mind. You and I discuss it all the time. Put a little commercial at the corner. Put a banner across the bottom or the top that runs for a little bit. Litter your friggin' ring with stickers. Litter your fighter shorts with things. I don't give a shit. Just do not berate me with a guy dancing across the street that we still can't remember the song out of the bank. The guy dancing in the bank on his tiptoes.
What was one of the profiles? Because we ended up catching actually most of that card. There, again, we were saying the skill levels, but there was some iconic situations that ended up happening towards the end of the night. I mean, some big favorites won, some humongous underdogs, and that's why I feel like here, the Bean himself doesn't like to bet Bellator at times. I follow it, but it is much more of a hype game. There is people that come in with 1-1 and 0-0 records and are -500, and then all of a sudden, they get finished, and you lose a lot of money because the odds were really off. Even though that ended up happening in the co-main event, it was Aaron Pico versus Hernandez, who was a MMA lab guy. And I know Lesbo here was like, who are those MMA lab guys? Benson Henderson, a whole crew of studs out there, but Pico lands a patented right hook, which we were watching, actually, briefly, the fight companion the whole time, which you gotta do. Joe Rogan, Eddie Bravo, Brendan Schaub, if you haven't listened to that, you gotta catch up.
Brian Callen.
For a split second.
If the original four are on, that's when it's at its best.
Agreed.
The OG four. And I actually think, you know, I know Brendan Schaub gets a lot of hate, but he keeps Joe Rogan's lame UFC banter at bay. He actually is the opposition. He's the only guy in the room that'll call Joe Rogan on his shit, because anyone else that talks to Joe Rogan about UFC isn't even going to try to go there. But Brendan Schaub will give it back. And Joe Rogan, with his John Jones, sticking up for John Jones all the time over that, over the every excuse for USADA, the only person who, which I love, hey, Joe, how come this level of, if the testing's getting better, how come this shit isn't showing up in all these other fighters?
100%.
Like, he just calls Joe on the questions that it's like, stop being a company man and whatever they're telling you, whatever narrative they're telling you to sell. And just calling Joe on, I don't think that fighter would have done that, or I don't know. And I like Eddie calling him on Pico, saying, trying to tell a story of, I trained Aaron Pico and I told him,
he didn't stay know
with your wrestling.
He didn't know the Freddie Roach approach, and he didn't know that Freddie Roach and everyone's been making Aaron Pico into a Golden Gloves champion, as well as they wanted to make him a pro boxing champion because he feels he could be there. But this is MMA!
And Eddie kept trying to push, if you didn't watch the fight, Companion, he said when he met this kid, they brought him to 10th Planet, and Eddie just kept trying to push in this kid's head.
Joe Rogan doesn't tell many people to go to 10th Planet, bro. Like, Joe Rogan doesn't ever stamp his approval, and he actually texted Eddie and said, hey, this, I got a kid. Special. You got to get this kid, and Joe doesn't do that. And that was a big deal that he, they kind of fed off the points. He said, I've sent to
you like five people my whole time. You know, like, yeah, they were really specific. And then he's like,
dude, I don't give a fuck. He was just going to be in my class like everybody else.
And he looked him up and he was like, okay, this kid is special. And he said he just tried to push into this kid's head, stay with your wrestling. Stay with your wrestling. Don't try to throw hands with these guys. Just stay with your wrestling.
What do we say here at Labby? Wrestlers that fall in love with striking end up getting finished.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. All the time. Aaron Pico ended up
not even just wrestlers, because I think Damian Maya, I think it's any guy, like, just you, and I think it's one of the OG sayings is, dance with the girl that brought you to the dance.
Agreed.
And that is the Ben Askren approach, and we'll see, because another big saying is, you know, a lot of people MMA, but not everybody can UFC. So, or that's just that's a saying that thing I made up over the weekend. I was playing Golden Tee. I was playing Golden Tee.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Some fight news that has broken down. We will keep breaking down that Bellator card real quick. But one that just I remembered to mention here. We have Demir Hadzovic versus Marco Polo Reyes, set for UFC Prague. I'm excited for that one. Hadzovic, nasty striker. Polo Reyes likes to get in a brawl.
I thought Polo Reyes, wait, no, wait.
You're thinking different, of Dominic, yeah, Reyes. There's, yeah, many Reyeses. Dang. There's
Polo,
many of them.
Polo Reyes, but they kind of look alike too.
Agreed, both Latinos.
Polo Reyes. He's fighting who now again?
Demir Hadzovic.
Because I was thinking of, no, Özdemir. But that's, because isn't the other Reyes fighting Özdemir?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
You're right.
Okay. That's a good fight. That's fire.
A great fight. That's a fight. Exactly what I'm saying. That's going to be a sneaky fight of the year contender right there. Whatever card that's on, Prague, highlight. People are going to be talking about that later, and going to have to do some tape study, because both of those guys, interesting dynamic matchup. Both strikers, love what I see there. You know how I like my girl Jillian Roberts, Port St. Lucie's own. She's got a fight, yes, announcement coming up soon. She hasn't told us what. But as soon as we get there, I have a feeling that it's going to be UFC Miami, 90 days away. Lesbo and the Beans got a pool going. Lesbo and the Beans starting to get that piggy bank full, because you know we going.
Is that a fight, if we get 12 fights, I don't know how many fights we'll get, that's a fight you want on there, Jillian Roberts?
You know, I love to have fresh breath and always be flossing. But unfortunately for me, I'm finding out late breaking here on Lat B that fight for Jillian Roberts is officially on the 23rd in UFC Prague. She's going to take a flight over to South America.
Oh, wait, the 23rd. Okay.
The 23rd of February. So I would have liked to have seen Jillian Roberts, but I'd much rather watch her fight earlier than later. You can give me a little Gedalia on that Miami card. You give me a little JJ. You could throw in a little PVZ JJ. Let's go.
At 125.
Let's go.
I don't know if that's... Do you see how JJ's getting, like, people... Joe Rogan was saying JJ should be a tweener. And I think JJ will still look good at 125.
She just added.
Everybody give Bullet the respect. She's a mauler Mahler. It is going to be hard. Jessica I think that will be a tell, because Jessica I is naturally heavier. But guess who also fought in 135? It's a silly fight for I. I think's like, oh, I'm going to come in and fight her.
It's a shot, so either way, it doesn't. You can't not pass up the shot. If somebody says, hey, I'm going to put you as the main event of a card, regardless of who it is, you're, as a fighter, going to take that spot.
Yeah.
You're going to make more money than you ever have on any other fight.
That was just a whole train of thought into Valentina. From, like, we were on this side of the field. We were at Claudia Gadelha and flew through JJ. PVZ.
Which Valentina? Does she have a fight officially scheduled yet?
Aye.
But is it scheduled for a fight card yet?
I don't know. That would be an amazing UFC Miami. That would be...
We're going to Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami. Big Willie style's all in there.
Yeah. Big Willie style. What other fun fights would be... What about Taya Tuivasa?
In Florida?
Yeah, would you do a shoey?
Without the spit, I would do the shoey.
You would drink out of a shoe?
Without the spit. I can't do it with the spit.
I would not do a shoe.
It doesn't. Yeah, you would. Hey.
I would not.
You catch the bean and you give him I can do a worn shoe even. I can do a clean, worn shoe.
You're going to have people come up to you.
But it's going to go both ways. If I'm doing one, if you come up with your shoe, I'm like, okay, you better have two beers because here's my shoe. Then I got to walk around with a wet shoe. But
are we allowed to film footage and put it on here?
100%.
Okay, that's what we'll do some.
100%. But you got to come up to me. I ain't walking around offering people shoes. I ain't that guy. But yeah, Ty would be fun. Pedro, anyone and everyone. I really don't care. Put the De Silva Dos Anjos. He just lost in there. Put that guy on there. He looks like a murderer. Mm. Lineker, he hasn't fought in a little while. Throw him on the Miami card. That's still 3 months away, so... It's got to be people. Actually, this coming up weekend, these are going to be a lot of the guys that are going to be on that. It's about 3 months removed. If they get quick finishes, I bet you they're going to want to be in that Miami card.
Think Platinum Mike Perry will want to be on that Miami card?
100%. 100%.
Did you see Platinum Mike Perry at Floyd Mayweather's gym?
I did not. Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting as well.
So the interesting thing that immediately pulls for my information is any other fighter I've heard go work with Floyd Mayweather, all of them have said, I was there to not even be the B side. I was there as the C side. I was there to just be a punching bag. And this is like Cub Swanson and other people that a long time ago were offered to go to. Mayweather's camp is for Mayweather and Mayweather's people. If you go in there thinking you're going to learn something, you're not, because you're just a punching bag. From what I have always gathered. So to me, it doesn't mean shit. To me, it's Mike Perry growing his star, not his fighting ability.
Probably. He looked rough in the video. He looked really
I bet harsh. You he ain't working with any of the Mayweathers.
Is he still signed with the UFC?
Yes.
He is. How I many believe. Fights does he have? Well, one maybe on his contract? I might be starting rumors.
I think that the conspiracy is underway on that one. I couldn't tell Mike you. Perry. But he just had a profile fight. He lost against Cerrone. His arm was a little bent on that one. But it is... he'll be in there soon enough. I don't think he waits that long. I don't think he waits all the way to Miami. I think there's a lot of guys that want to fight beforehand. Any other fights that have been announced as of late that you can remember?
Did you see that Max Holloway was in Ireland at the Jameson whiskey plant?
I did not see it, but I did hear rumblings. Was it the Fight Companion talking about the best advertising ever? Jameson hiring the true champ to come down and be like, oh, here's real whiskey. Here's some real whiskey.
Yeah, and putting it all over his page.
And in Scotland.
And then it made me wonder, is that the smartest way ever? Because Conor probably hasn't signed that cowboy contract yet. And agreed. Conor also probably really wants an Irish fight. And, you know, out of Ireland, like maybe a Dublin fight card.
Right.
Which then also brings me to the leaked memo from LTE of Conor McGregor with everything we were talking about on last week's
So I did not catch up on any of that information. Is that more viable than I initially had thought?
So the Times, I guess, the UK Times, the leak of a memo about sports stars' sexual assault leaves RTE open to data fine. A newsroom memo that named a sports star in relation to allegations of sexual assault was leaked and posted on social media, has led RTE to notify the Data Protection Commission of a data breach. So
somebody's been listening, Libby.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Very interesting, but it could be any sports stars. There's a lot of athletes out there. I'm just being devil's advocate.
And it says sports star. There's, if you know anything, there's like the Inquirer in the United States. Well, there's like the Herald, in, which is their like poop paper. And on the front of it, it says sports star in hotel rape probe. So it really goes along with everything that you were talking about. It's, you know, it is what it is about what paper that it's from. But if you know anything about the U.S. Inquirer, it might talk a lot of shit about celebrities and whatnot, but they rarely lose lawsuits, if ever. So exactly. There's a lot that...
inside information.
Yeah.
You know, here at Lappy, we're trying to bring you legitimate information. It does get vetted. We don't just completely talk about our ass. And if we do...
Not all the time, but sometimes.
We'll tell you. We'll also
say... It's normal. It's normal.
It's normal. We'll be like, I might be talking about my ass right now. So, did look that up, and it's really interesting, unfortunate news.
Yeah, we're the only bettors ever that say, like, oh, I'm fucking picking this person, feel really strong about this, going with this, going with this, going with this. You know I'm biased as hell. Like, I'll totally, like, you don't want to go with me on this. I'm always wrong about, the lighter the fighter gets, the wrong I am. That's how I feel. The heavier the weight class, the more correct my picks become.
Interesting.
I'm not good at the small dudes.
Wow, what a good inspector retrospective look on your own betting
I'm
style.
I'm feeling it about myself.
Good to know, good to know. Not to take it too far off a topic, a fight that's fallen out as of late for UFC 34, Sam Alvey replaces Ryan Spann against Jim the Brute Crute. Hype star all over. Sam Alvey's a known hype killer, but I think that the Crute looked better than ever, and Sam is... always look like Sam.
Yep, we know exactly what we're going to get out of that fight. Slow paced.
Slow pace, and Crute's looking real good in there as of late. Again, not the highest
caliber.
But
once Sam bites down, it's almost like Sam has to get hit to get pissed, and then, yeah, he gets game on.
A lot like Cerrone.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. This last fight, Cerrone didn't start as slow as normal Cerrone. He went in there hot, and he looked good the entire time.
Agreed. That mental state was on point.
Speaking of, I think it's funny you brought up Cerrone because one of my things is, though Cowboy taught him a lesson, Alex Hernandez says he won't quiet down.
Always tough when fighters don't just say, hey, I need to learn something and move on, but it's the new day and age. It could be why people keep following him because they're like, fuck that, you got caught by accident. People always see fights so differently than I do necessarily all the time that... I can see where they make an argument for this day and age to be like, you just don't look at it. You just keep looking forward.
Just keep chugging along. I was just going through other stuff and I'm like, oh, what is this thing on here? Oh, let me pull it up. Everybody's accusing Darren Till of drunk tweeting.
I've seen Darren Till all over my feeds, but I didn't understand that he was potentially drunk feeding. I know that him and Askren have really gotten back and forth on it as of late.
Yeah, that's one of them, because he wrote, Funky Town is a shithole in one. Like, he's like, what's going on, mate? You're a wanker, and so is your mom.
I did see that. Dirty. Dirty,
and he talked
dirty.
About his IQ and talked all this stuff, and... well, because first Ben Askren, he put, as good as Pico is and as hard as he hits, he needs to realize if you don't get hit, you won't get knocked out. More defense.
100%. Plays all into that, and that's Askren's game plan. Askren doesn't try to strike with you. Take down City all day long.
And he just, there until I'm like, I thought I took a picture of it, and I can probably go to my Twitter and read you some of his dumb tweets. I wish we had like Drunk Fighter Twitter talk, Drunk Fighter Twitter talk, and then we just pulled up a random like
thread. So you do think he was drunk?
Or high on cocaine. this is, so he puts Dew's shithouse. Oh, Dos shithouse instead of Dos Anjos.
Uh-huh.
Dos shithouse. And Panza shithouse will never fight each other because they tried to be rats behind the UFC's back and were scared to fight me. Ha ha ha, you absolute Muppets.
I could see that. I could also just be in, again, a marketing scheme. We know, and these guys start to know, that this is how Till got all the way to the freaking number one contender fight, was from talking shit. Till knows this. He's doing it in his own way, but a lot of these young guys understand that as long as any publicity is good publicity.
Do you think, because he also, they're fighting in London, or he wants a UK fight?
Correct.
And do you think they're like, we're not fighting Till in the UK because the UFC will let him miss 5 pounds?
But this is where I think that Till's making himself a hype so that he has more of a case to be like, see, I have a following, look at me. I've been getting looked at all month long. Put me on that car, the headliner. It's okay. That day and age.
Okay, another one.
Let's go.
Ben Askren sucks big, horrible herpes cock.
That's kid shit. That's like 12-year-old, like, you're a diarrhea head. That's kid like... shit. That's drunk text. That's drunk text. Next, the dick pic.
Darren Till, 16 hours ago, the UFC were begging everyone to fight at London, and Santiago and Rafael were organizing their own matchup so they didn't have to fight me, crazy rat shitbags.
It's promotion. Agreed. I haven't seen these specific tweets of his. This looks like a drunk tech. These look like ramblings of somebody who's trying to start some shit, but...
16 hours ago. Drunk. Ben, you're a fat wanker.
Can you see Till grabbing his head with his eyes all bulged out just in his accent? How would you recreate it? I know Lesbo's got some good
Till,
impersonations.
Like,
let's go.
No, you do yours first. You saw it. You said hands and head. I'm like, oh, that's not how I would see it.
Ben, you fucking wanker.
Oh, that was all right.
Thank you.
See,
that also was... my Scottish, also my English, also my New Zealand, also.
I know. I picture him jumping around.
Okay.
I picture him off the chain.
How would he jump in his chair?
And I don't even think he's tweeting it. Like, he's talking and somebody else is typing it. Like, he's just pacing around a room and he is like, tell that cocksucker he's a fucking wanker. And Agreed. Then they're like, Ben, you're a wanker. And he's like, say it like I mean it. So, I don't know.
That's pretty good.
But Till is fighting Masvidal.
Hell of a fight. More and more I'm looking at it. The way I do all the time, I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel about Masvidal. And then I put a bet on Masvidal every time.
And it's funny because BT Sports, one of my favorite things, that it's Till versus Masvidal at UFC London, March 16th. And the announcement is... he's back.
Oh, 2019 starting off with a bang.
He's motherfucker back.
So that is going to be a fun one for the London. Is that the headliner or officially not? Masvidal versus Till.
Yeah, that's, I think, the headliner. They love them some Till.
They absolutely do.
The new Bisping.
One that's scheduled for Prague as well. There's been a bunch of fights officially announced for that. We have Dwight Grant, who fell off of a card earlier this month, the last fight card he fell off of, stepping in against, who is it, freaking Caro Prezzoli. Believe he came off of his first loss against Cowboy Oliveira. I believe he was finished in the first like 45 seconds of that fight, but we all knew that was coming. Big step out of the water. Grant actually is a pretty close fight. I feel like Grant's going to be the slight favorite here. Because of that last knockout for Prezzoli.
I can't even believe they made an announcement for that fight.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
I'd have to look at pictures.
Once you see him, you'll know for sure.
That's how they're one of the ones I'd have to see a picture of.
But other fights that only took 30 seconds before they were over. Bellator main event, the heavyweight tournament officially over. We kind of got away from it, but a good way to step back in. We had Ryan Bader finishing quickly Fedor, the last emperor, Emelianenko. A lot of people said he retired. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but Bader made it quick in there. It was, as Lesbo said, the Rose Namajunas stepping inside left, kind of a jab hook.
I can't even take credit. I think Joe Rogan said it.
Okay, on the Fight Companion. Yeah. But it was the exact punch that put down JJ. Exact punch. It was
the, yes.
And actually, I watched that over and over again because it took 34 seconds for that fight to be over. And if you watch, Ryan Bader actually threw that punch early on and it missed. That was actually the second or third time Ryan Bader threw that hook-ish, leaping in, almost Roy Jones-ish. Again, Rose did it perfectly. It was the uppercut finished Fedor on the ground. He didn't need to throw that uppercut because Fedor was pretty much done, but it split him open. Fedor bleeding like a stuck pig immediately afterwards in there. What did you feel about that fight? How do you feel about the last emperor?
I thought it was going to go down. I knew Ryan Bader was going to win that tournament since 2017.
Champ, double champ, Ryan Bader.
Yeah, so then it begs the question, who else out of Bellator would he beat? Does he beat DC? Does he beat Stipe? Does he beat any of these people? Because Bader accused DC. Did you see that fight of them?
Yes.
At the press conference? Easiest fight
in UFC, Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That is still a waiting fight. That's a good cross-promotional thing, for sure.
Yeah, the UFC probably wouldn't do it, but Champ versus Champ.
Agreed. That would be so dope. You know I got DC on that one, 100%. But I'm going to get a little off topic here because I feel like I had this conversation last night and I feel like I'm going to start to get into this because we all know about that BDE, but we don't know about that MDE. That medium D.
What's that MDE?
That MDE is Ryan Bader.
That medium dick energy?
Exactly. No one talks about it. Ryan Bader's one of those guys. It sounds small. But for the size, I just don't feel like he's got a Hagoso like a Nagano. He ain't got that black iguana Herb Dean energy.
I don't know why you're even thinking about it.
I don't know why either.
It wasn't even prominent in his cup or anything.
I feel like I've seen him in Speedos a few times.
Yeah.
Outside of the ring.
He has a sexy body.
Oh, agreed. He's got those 12-pack abs. Yeah, Ryan Bader.
He's cut like a He-Man.
But that's what I'm saying.
Little He-Man action figure. He's like Skeletor.
He's heavy in one way.
Skeletor body.
Not so heavy the other.
That Skeletor body, but people think that's skinny, and I'm like, no, have you seen fucking He-Man, Skeletor, He-Man? They all have the exact same
Jack, absolutely. Jack, they all look like Ryan Bader.
Yeah, that's Ryan, the press of Ryan Bader, in fact. So would he beat, like, Anthony Smith? Like, where do you think Ryan Bader, you take him out right now into the UFC and put him
into
the...
Which he was in the UFC forever.
Yeah, and you put him right in the heavyweights right now. Because I think he was in the light heavyweights before.
Is this Ryan Bader on or off steroids, though?
Just right now. Let's say
he's got to be on steroids, from my point of view. Well, he's got to be on steroids.
If we're stepping back and letting the commission rule the drug test from here on, like if the UFC does something different come next season, which we keep hearing about, they're going to change it up somehow and it's not going to be a strict testing, whatever. Let's just say every person's clean in all of sports right now, or every person's dirty, or it doesn't fucking matter in a world that doesn't matter. You take this Ryan Bader right here that just punched the lights out of Fedor and you drop him into the middle of the heavyweight division in the UFC. Where does he sit?
I would say he's a top tenner. I think once he breaks into that top five, all top 10 fights are going to be hard, but he's one of those guys that would be fighting like exactly the fights we just mentioned earlier. A Reyes or an Olenek. He could fight either one of those guys right now and I'd be okay. And those are real challenges for Ryan Bader.
What about like Anthony Smith? If you take him down to like light heavyweights.
I could see that 100%.
John Jones kills him. DC kills him.
Agreed.
What about Stipe?
At heavyweight?
Heavyweight.
That's a close fight because they're stylistically very similar type fighters.
What about Kane?
I think Kane right now loses to all those guys as well.
What about Shogun?
Shogun loses to them as well.
So Ryan Bader's up there. He's top three in the UFC.
I'd say he's easy top 10, top 5. Both light
heavyweight and heavyweight. Probably. Because he could probably beat like Ozdemir.
On the juice. On the juice, though. It's got to be on the juice.
Yeah, he looked like a different guy. But who was he losing to in the UFC before? I know he lost. Like,
he got knocked out a couple times. He got knocked out a couple times. His biggest win was Rashad Evans. And was it also Latifi? I think he killed Latifi and then went to Bellator.
So both times, because he's a free agent right now.
Again.
So there's a chance we don't even have to wait for this fight we're talking about. But as a champion
in Bellator, and how dope did it look when Ryan Bader had three freaking belts on?
Because he also won the tournament.
Three belts, but instead of one with some rhinestones.
The weight class he just won, so he had the because he's a light heavyweight champion. Right. Makes sense. He had the heavyweight belt that he just won against Fedor. And then he also had the tournament belt.
Love it.
Which I love the fucking tournaments. We preach about it all the time here.
Yep.
I'm excited about the new one they're starting.
100%.
And the cool part about the tournaments as well is they're mixed weights. Like, anyone can step up or down to it. So if the UFC would take this thing, they could have like a 165-pound tournament. And who knows, Max Holloway might be in it on one side and Cowboy Cerrone and McGregor. Like, the fights we always talk about, the Khabib, like, which would be separate from their belts.
There's speculation. It's so smart. There's speculation out there that UFC is doing an internal tournament. The fans just don't follow along, but they, on their back boards, like a roster for your high school wrestling team, you're like, okay, this guy's varsity, this, like, they're matching them up, and like, we have paths. Depends. They just don't let the fans, but let the fans know. I want to know
it, what your grand scheme is. It would just be smarter for them if they had gave us some idea that they were involved in it, and everyone signed a contract at the beginning for their certain amount of fights. It would just be a beautiful thing.
What did Joe Rogan drop last night, by the way, on the Fight Companion? He dropped a fight. He gave the fight that was not a... Or wait, no. It was officially announced. But it had skipped.
Oh, we thought we were also like... We were like, damn, did Joe Rogan just drop that fight?
He just leaked some shit on Fight Companion.
Shit, what was it? I don't even remember now.
I remember looking it up and being like, oh, it was already scheduled.
I don't even remember.
For a fight a little while ago, but... Ryan Bader, definitely encompassing everything. I think he's about to get his biggest payday. And UFC isn't going to take him back because they're not going to want to pay Ryan Bader what he's going to be worth now. Bellator is going to... They're going to... Baddest man on the planet. They know how to promote someone. They know how to be like, this guy won our tournament. Now he's going to fight. They got good fights for Bader at heavyweight right now. Down there.
Who? There's still someone... Because he was on the other side of the bracket. This is the smart part. Yeah, everybody on the other side that he didn't fight, they still have
to fight. No, it's one-offs. Right. It's not a tournament. It's just one-offs. So he's got a shit ton of fights. And they have
the
fight.
Next one going, so it promotes all the names from the next level of the next tier. I think it's a 155 tournament.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Fun names in there. Some people we do know. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Is it Michael
Venom
Page? Is it, I think it's
No,
all
that's
those...
Daily Page is a one-off on their own.
Is it Michael?
In Connecticut.
Who always fights Eddie, or not always, I think they fought twice, him and Eddie Alvarez.
Chandler.
Michael Chandler's in that tournament.
I believe that might be right. I'm talking out of my ass a little bit here. This is Bellator.
I could look it up, you guys, this but is Bellator. You know how we go here.
On Bellator, by the way.
I have time to look it up. While you're talking, I'm going to look it up.
I'm such a UFC snob that I know that you were doing Verdict, but I don't like to taint any of my Tapology or even Verdict by messing around and picking Aaron Pico by anything. So I stay away from that. And last night it worked out for me because I think I might have had Fedor Emelianenko beating Bader and Aaron Pico winning. And it would have mucked up my entire schematics there.
I don't remember if I put Pico on it or not, but I definitely put Bader. So
on your verdict?
Yeah,
so
it didn't
out.
Hurt anything. But I put it like, I knew Bader was going to win. Established.
Following Lesbo. On Twitter, at WeakneckBaby, if you haven't already.
Let's see. Unveils bracket. No, that's the heavyweight tournament. There's another tournament going on. Did I make it up? Bellator heavyweight tournament. No. News.
Another fight that was earlier on the fight card that actually was super hyped that didn't go well was AJ Agasmar. He was a D1 nationally ranked guy who went over to jiu-jitsu and won I believe, some black belt world championships, and he lost a controversial split decision on the main card. Did you hear anything about that? He was the guy that the gif was going around where he put both of his hands at his waist and got slapped.
No, I didn't.
Oh, there is some good gifs out there, but either way, Bellator, one of the, even though they're doing a lot of good things, this is one of the missteps. This guy did a lot of wrestling, a lot of jiu-jitsu, but came in, tried to be a boxer, and lost to someone he should have beat. Ended up looking a little clumsy in there, and Bellator paid him a lot of money to sign over. He was on Ariel Helwani quite a while ago talking all sorts of mess that he was going to revolutionize the sport, and he just lost to not even a ranked fighter in there. So you can't win them all, unfortunately. But Bellator, can't hate them for trying. They're doing all sorts of fun stuff in there.
It's not only like Michael Venom Page, but also Rory McDonald's in this tournament.
Who does Rory McDonald look like that I didn't even think of? They had it all over the companion where I was like, holy Jesus, it looks just like him.
The guy from Gotham? He plays the Riddler?
Yes, the Riddler. Some photos, not all. But Rory looks like 185er in there last night to me.
But Paul Daly, MVP, Rory McDonald, it's the new Grand Prix that's coming up. So there's a lot of good fights in it.
That's like, great.
Yeah, we're shut out on it, but we'll do the research by the time
Eventually, it'll be a little while before that one gets officially going. Any other fights?
That's good beef.
That is a good fight card.
So I guess Khabib and Askren have been going back and forth on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Like, Khabib, in my opinion, he better be smart with how he plays this because he doesn't have McGregor's steam, in my opinion. So he needed to strike while the iron's hot. Every day that he waits further away from that fight, he loses some of his value.
Right.
I think he needed, if he would have strike while the iron's hot, he would have carried over fans that didn't know about him from, you know, all the casual fans from the McGregor fight carried him over. Right. And he would have got an enormous fan base if anyone takes the time. But by the time the fight gets here, there's so many Russian fighters, the casual fans will not even remember which is which. They won't even know who's who. So I just think, Khabib, take a fight, homie.
You just gotta fight.
Take a fight.
Yep. Anyone.
Stop talking about Floyd. It's fucking cringy.
Garbage. Absolutely garbage. And I know this overskipped us a lot of times because Connor talk turns into so many other things, but there was a few weeks ago, I shouldn't even be bringing this up, but supposedly Pauly Malignaggi was going to have a gay fight with Conor McGregor. All sorts of...
Oh, yeah. That was... He called him gay or faggot or something.
He's like, what? Don't call me that. It's like, you're coming man to man. You hurt my feelings. We're going to need to get in a boxing match. That's my Pauly Malignaggi, if you didn't pick that up.
But then people were also... that is true. That was a decent one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was, the bean's getting off the
cheese. He does have this. Yeah, you're doing all the impressions today.
So, Pauly trying to get back in there. All those garbage fights. As much as you say that for Khabib, I think it's for McGregor as well. All this talk needs to stop, and you need to get in and do what got you to the... dance.
Do it or shut up, but
agreed.
Back to the McGregor thing. If he rapes somebody, and whether there is a baby out there or not, and all that going down, it's going to change his entire...
The allegation itself, right?
Ugh. And I hate to say this. In the world we live in the whiplash of everything, will it make his star rise or fall?
With the Hardy situation and everything, even though that's not sexual assault, which is completely different. Yeah, I think this is a no. I think that if this does come out, regardless of the organization, you can't let this person be represent you in any form or fashion. Luckily for him, he has a whiskey line.
That's what do you think there's ride any or die salvation. D-bags out there that are going to be like, ole!
She wanted it!
It was Connor. She's lying.
The champ does what he wants. You don't do what you want. That is deplorable. You cannot do that. It is not okay. Yeah, but I agree that if there's any validation at all, how does the UFC spin this? I mean, initially they put the dolly through the window as their number one promo. Do they do that with this? Be careful if he gets behind you.
I just...
Don't let Conor McGregor get a full mouth.
I know. You don't want that. You don't want that.
You know what it'll do. I mean, will the UFC spin this in a better somehow? Because without the Dolly situation, would be ridiculous.
It was so say it. I was about to say the most deplorable thing ever.
Yeah. We're getting there.
This is Leslo and the Bean.
We're getting there.
They have a picture of the victim next to Eddie Alvarez.
Victims on the wall.
That's fucking horrible.
That's horrible.
Bull.
That is absolutely horrible.
I'm sorry all ahead of time. There. I'm sorry fucking ahead of time. Yeah. That was fucking wrong comment to make.
This poor woman.
It's fucking horrible. This poor woman. And I can totally, I don't know, I don't want to convict him of it until we know everything. True. And I feel bad for her. And I think that famous people do shitty things. And I don't at all think, obviously, she is an automatic gold digger or anything. I think something, who knows?
The allegations seem all one-sided.
Do I believe that Conor McGregor could be jacked up on a two-day yaya binge doing a bunch of coke and drinking whiskey?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Agreed with that.
And
with,
out of his mind. Champ does what the champ yeah. wants and be high on himself, like to a next level of some person that we don't understand because we never had that level of fame or accolades on us.
Movie roles,
everything
photo
offered
shoots,
to us. Everyone wants to be around Conor McGregor.
Commercials,
Rita Ora, whatever.
All
stuff.
Of it. Yeah. All of it.
So I'm not trying to disparage her, but you know, we try to get funny around here sometimes.
It's normal.
So let's get off that. But on to another. So Bones popped again.
That, I mean, as soon as we dropped our podcast, it's picograms back in John
Speaking
Jones' world.
Picos. Speaking of picos dropping.
Right. Woo!
Sorry, picos. Sorry, Aaron.
He'll be back. He's still, what, 24 years old?
22, I think.
22? But take a year
Maybe
off.
Maybe 24, you might be
take
right.
Take a year off, homie. And yeah. This is also with Aaron Pico that, I know we were going to talk about John Jones, but there's a conspiracy that I had immediately. What Cotto, Fight Companion was saying, and everyone was saying was, hey, Pico's been in here with Cotto, and he was winning rounds against Cotto at 16 years old. He's been wrestling Russian Olympians at 16 years old. Any grown man that even loses a round or a position to a kid is gonna go full man strength. So, yes, he's tough, but to me, in my eyes, if you start to lose to a kid in a round, Miguel Cotto all of a sudden unleashes. So this 16-year-old has been in brutal fights that we don't even know about. Is he a little punchy earlier than his time?
I think yes. And we talked about Benson Henderson camp across the ring a little earlier, but we didn't talk about Pico camp on the other side of the ring. Who was in his camp?
Aaron Pico's?
Yeah.
Was Freddie Roach?
And TJ, right?
No,
he
that was Archuleta.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was over in his. I'm like,
no,
oh
that
my
was Benahez Archuleta, which was a robbery. Benahez won all three of those
because
rounds.
I also was saying the whole time about Aaron Pico is who did he remind me of the entire time? Cody Garbrandt. I said at the end, before the fight even started, like even his True. Fight style, he just has this kind of angry, like go forward and taking one, like taking a really hard one to like lay out or taking four to lay out a hard one. I don't know. I didn't love it. And I think you're so right. He could be super punchy before his time, but I was biased and watching it thinking TJ was in his corner the entire fight. And I was thinking, and he looks and fights a lot like TJ too. Just walking forward, being super arrogant, not respecting the other fighter and getting knocked.
You
the
might be right.
Out.
I do believe.
I could be totally, totally wrong.
No, I know Pico cross trains because he goes over to Eddie Bravo. He goes to legit camps. He's been at a legit camp, but again, that nose doesn't come from wrestling. There's a lot of wrestlers that don't have that built up a nose, and that's because this guy, Aaron Pico, has been boxing since he was a kid as well, and he's been training with, again, world champions. Miguel Cotto is not a nobody in the boxing world. That's an elite level fighter.
When you get to a point that you're fighting so arrogantly that you're walking forward like that and leaving yourself open with zero respect for a guy.
Well, it was out of the clinch. He threw two body shots, but he didn't respect that right hand of Hernandez. And you see that he threw two body shots with everything on him. They were beautiful body shots, but he left that right hand wide open, and it was, he was out on his feet. He was so out. It was brutal to watch. So with that, Aaron Pico, maybe a year and a half off. He's young enough. that he can take 2 years off and come back at 24 years old. Still super young.
And I got to agree with you. I think he goes back to Eddie Bravo and really just listens to Eddie. And he obviously has good enough hands that if he's on his feet, no one's going to want to stand with him. I think listen to Ben. Yeah, listen to these guys. The best offense, especially for the longevity of a career, is a good MF defense. Right. Like, you know, which there's a lot of hate. It's funny. We talk about Twitter versus Mac Malley because somebody was like, hey, Mac Malley, you're really opinionated. What's your experience with MMA? Like,
interesting.
And I'm like, do you have to be a chef to fucking critique food? Do you have to fucking play the guitar to critique music? Come on.
Agreed.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Agreed. Does he have any experience?
Hashtag unfollow. Hashtag unfollow. If you don't, you know.
Yeah. If you're like, oh, whatever. All right, never mind. I'm not asking that question.
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
But back to the pictograms. Pictograms.
So back to John Jones. Popping again. Back to John Jones.
Picograms. It's not... what was... I was trying to make a joke there.
Pico.
Because Dana White, John Jones. But it's going to keep popping. They're saying...
Picture? What is it?
He was saying it wrong. That's why I'm trying to confuse it. John Jones was... It's going to... If it's this pulsing method that is supposedly happening, it's going to happen time and time again. And they've already proven the first time with John Jones, you said I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah, he popped. Oh, yeah. It's John Jones, though. It's John Jones.
He already served his time.
Yep, he already did it. Oh, Frank Mir, Tom Law, everybody else, you're going to need another 4 years off. You're going to need another 2 years off. It's garbage.
It is. And is it getting old to you the way that Joe Rogan's sticking up for John Jones?
Agreed, 1,000,000%. I am. Joe has been, as we've been here at Lab B, critiquing, even though we don't have experience calling fights, Joe Rogan.
Oh my gosh, and he said that last night too to Brian Callen. That's why you're an actor and I'm an announcer.
Sports announcer. And Callen makes the best points on that fight.
If you listen to it, he's the only one ever paying attention.
Talking good shit. Yeah. And Joe Rogan will just contradict Callen just because they're buddies.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what he says. And that's a relationship they have. But no, you do notice it. I notice it now.
And he had surgery for his hair. Ooh, I don't know if I was supposed to say that about Brian Callen. What a dick move, Joe Rogan.
From the beginning, nobody was Schaub who started it, I thought. I thought it was B-Schaub who started it. Like, oh, talk about his hair. Like, oh, Propecia and Joe being like, you're going crazy. Because they want Eddie Bravo to shave his head.
Oh, depression. Because they were saying that, he was saying that Ari Shaffir wasn't depressed before Propecia.
Right.
Brennan was like, really? He wasn't depressed at all before he... No, he wasn't. Brian Callen had hair surgery, too. Like, poor Brian wasn't even there. Anyways,
but Eddie wants to shave his head because he's got thinning hair.
I thought he had a nice head of hair.
I've always thought. It's not the long hair he used to have in the 2000s, late 90s. It's not that Dracula hair anymore. But for a guy his age, he's absolutely fine with his hair.
Fine.
Yeah, it's crazy. Eddie Bravo, we got to put something out there and be like, keep it, bang. Keep it.
Keep that hair, man.
It's cholo. He looks very cholo to me. He needs to roll with that.
Keep that hair. Punk cholo. I think he looks fine. Yeah, that's what I think. Cuffed up. He has some chucks on, some cuffed up pants, a little short sleeve button up with pearls. Button up with pearls, greased back.
Instead of cigarettes, it's his phone rolled up in his sleeve.
Fucking 10th Planet tattoo on his neck.
I don't like that tattoo.
Just taking it all the way. I saw today that Ortega is having his nose surgery.
Good.
And then he's filming a movie.
Oh, fucking bullshit.
I knew it. I knew it.
It's what turns them into bad fighters every time.
And then maybe moving up in weight.
Man.
I knew you'd feel that way about it. You're like, the second they have movie out of their mouth, yep. It's over.
They turn their fame into, they're focusing on other things and they're just going to the gym to be like, all right, I got to do this because I got to do this. I'm waiting for my next movie scene. And then that dries up and then they got bad at fighting. Or people caught up to their level because they weren't busy trying to evolve their
MMA game.
They were
going to be an actor. Uh-huh. And it's like, homie, you're good looking.
Right.
And maybe you're an okay actor, but you're not great looking or a great actor.
Right.
You're a great fighter. Stay with that.
And some of the worst roles I've seen on Instagram by any fighters at all whatsoever, Brian Ortega, Mr. Steer Girl, on Instagram. One of the most garbage,
uncomfortable,
weird situation roles. So we know he's got bad taste in roles. Just saying. It's going to come out on the Ghost Whisperer or some shit.
With Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. Quick takes on our way out of here. Make sure you're liking and subscribing everywhere. And to all of our fans that have been with us from the beginning. We got a little February sponsorship.
Oh, really?
So if we stay with it, you guys, you might have to listen to like a 15-second or 30-second ad from us at the beginning of the show. But maybe if you support us and stuff, then we can get better equipment and hopefully even better and better sound for you so you don't blow out your ears at the beginning and then you have to turn it up when we start talking.
We know. We listening.
We know.
We listening.
We hear what you say. So quick takes about other things. And that was just the business real fast. This weekend coming up, we got Marias versus Sun Tzu.
Number two.
Where are you at with that right now? Quick.
Just the main event. I gotta say, Marias looks like he's improved more, but a Sun Tzu is always the guy who makes everybody look bad. So it's going to be another decision fight. I'm slightly leaning with Marias because he's a younger, smarter guy and a Sun Tzu's finally started to look a bit older, but not an easy fight. I don't think it's a flash knockout like most of Marias has been doing lately. Right.
And do you think the juice is flowing for Marias?
Could be. I don't think so, but I'm not surprised.
And the co-main quick takes, and we're going to really go into it, obviously.
On Wednesday.
So make sure you're liking and subscribing because Wednesday you're going to get the deep cuts. But Aldo versus Moicano, that is a... Could be the fight of the year right now for me. In a 3-round Aldo fight? When was the last time we seen a 3-round Aldo fight?
I'm going to have to go into head games, even though Aldo just came off of that nasty Ducci body shot finish to Stevenson. Aldo doesn't want to fight 5 rounds anymore because he doesn't have that in him anymore. And if there's a chink in the armor, it's just a matter of time till one of these hungry dogs is like, dude, I'd go fight. I don't give a shit. Moicano is that dog. I got a slight lean Moicano right now.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I got Aldo right now. I just think he just is training for five rounds. Training for 5 rounds, so much harder on your body. The really fast version of it. I just think we're going to get, for the first time, a condensed version of Aldo. What's that going to mean? Ooh. Just not having to save his cardio. What a great fight. And Moicano, good night. That guy's he is a future legend. Future legend. Okay, next weekend. Stylebender versus Silva.
That's not next weekend, is it?
The weekend after next.
Oh, okay.
This coming weekend, we have Marias versus Sun Tzu, Aldo versus Moicano. Following weekend,
Adesanya.
Silva, Adesanya.
Everyone's going to have Adesanya on that.
What do you got, quick knockout?
I have, if not a decision, Adesanya, I have a round 4 or 5 stoppage later in the rounds, but Anderson Silva, again, he makes people look bad in there.
Unless you're Whitaker. Weidman. Yeah.
Weidman.
Yeah. And then speaking of Whitaker, and that's the main event of the following weekend will be Whitaker versus Kelvin Gastelum. Quick take?
I gotta be on Whitaker on that one as well.
Be with Whitaker as well. Yep. Better cardio. Are we gonna see a better Kelvin out there?
I think we've seen the max potential of Kevin Gastelum. He's still going to be a top 10 guy.
If Kelvin Gastelum loses his fight, will we see him go back to 170?
No.
No, you don't think the UFC...
No way! He's too fat boy! I love Gastelum, but he loves tacos. I love tacos.
I think I'd like him back at 170 a little better now, but maybe it's not even for him. I don't know.
He ain't going to make it, I guarantee you. He ain't that type.
I don't know.
Everybody says he's the laziest guy in the gym every time. Everyone.
I think that's where we end it. So, thank you guys. We love you, and we will see you Wednesday.
Let's go to the Bean.
Thanks for listening to Let Be. For all things Lesbo and the Bean, head over to lesboandthebean.com or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.